Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry that focuses on God's unconditional love and grace. And now, here's Andrew.
Welcome to our Friday's broadcast of the Gospel Truth. Today is my last day to teach on a series that I've entitled, How to Follow God's Will. And there's five teachings in this. The one that I've been teaching on all of this week, the last one is entitled, The Wisdom of God in a Mystery, and it's talking about how to speak in tongues. And I've still got a lot to say today, so I'm not going to go back and summarize everything. But boy, it's so important that you get all of this in its context. So please get these materials. We'll be explaining all of this at the end of the program. This week, I've been talking about how that there's this conflict between what God speaks to us in our heart and then our head. And there's many scriptures that go along with this. The scripture says, trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Lean not unto your own understanding. Notice, trust in the Lord with your heart. Lean not unto your understanding, which is talking about the soul or the mental part of you. And so this is the conflict. God is a spirit. John 4:24, He speaks to us in our spirit. He gives you impressions and desires and goals in your spirit. And this is how you follow God's will. But then your brain gets in the way. God will tell you to do something, but then within seconds, your mind will kick in. God, how can I get this done? I don't have the money to do this. I don't have the experience to do this. What are people going to say? And all of these other things. So how do you overcome that? Well, the wisdom of God is in your spirit. And when you speak in tongues, 1 Corinthians 14:14 says that when I speak in tongues, my spirit prays. The part of you that has the mind of Christ, the wisdom of God, an unction from the Holy One so that you know all things. The spirit part of you, when you pray in tongues, your spirit starts speaking the wisdom of God in a mystery. That's putting 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 8, I believe it is, 7 or 8, and 1 Corinthians 14:2 together. And you find out that Paul spoke in tongues. And he spoke the wisdom of God. And he said that's how he was communicating these truths. That's how he got his revelation. And so when you're speaking in tongues, you're speaking the wisdom of God. In 1 Corinthians 14:13 says, when you pray in tongues, pray also that you interpret. And so you are speaking the wisdom of God. All you got to do is ask God for an interpretation. Yesterday, I put some qualifications on this and said that anything that you feel is an interpretation or a result of you speaking in tongues has to match up with the Word of God. The Spirit will never speak contrary to the Word of God. And Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12 says, the Word of God will divide between what soul and spirit, the thoughts and the intents of the heart. So you've got to know the Word of God. If you are young and don't know the Word of God, well, then lean strong upon somebody who does know the Word of God to help you interpret it. Don't just take the first thing that comes to your mind. But I was at the end of the program yesterday, I was giving examples of how when I first started speaking in tongues, it's your spirit that prays, not your brain. And so my mind had to do something. So I wound up just praying with my mind in English as I was speaking in tongues. I did this just to make sure that my mind was stayed on the things of God. And as I would pray in tongues, and when I first started doing this, I would pray in tongues hours a day. Now, it was okay, I think, as a discipline among myself, but there are some people that put down laws like you have to do this. And you know, that's not right. You can't just make this a law that you have to pray in tongues a certain amount of time. That's not what I'm saying. But as a discipline upon myself, when I first started speaking in tongues, I prayed in tongues hours a day as a discipline because I understood some of these things that I was telling you, that, man, I'm switching on the power of the Holy Spirit, that God is going to speak to me through this and it'll make me more sensitive to the Lord. And so I prayed in tongues hours a day, and as I would pray in tongues, I'd be praying with my understanding. And I mean, it happened time after time after time, nearly just like clockwork. I'd go to praying in tongues, and all of a sudden, my prayers in my understanding, as I was speaking in tongues, would change from just my normal little prayer about God bless us, help us, lead us, guide us, these generalities, and it became very specific. And God started speaking things to me and bringing people to my remembrance and showing me things. And it was just like clockwork. It would happen, and then boom, the next day after I had thought of somebody and I'd spent 20 minutes praying for them with my understanding as I was speaking in tongues, the next day I'd see this person. And I would know exactly how to minister to him because I'd been praying for him. And it happened so many times, I began to recognize that there was a relationship here. I would have people come to my mind that I hadn't seen or thought of in years. And all of a sudden, through praying in tongues, and while I was praying in tongues, praying in English, I would start thinking about them and God would start showing me things. You know, this just happened 2 days ago. Just a couple of days ago, I took the day off. I fasted. I prayed all day long. I spent hours praying in tongues. And one of my friends, one of my very best friends that I only contact once every year or two, we used to live together, physically live together. His wife and him lived with my wife. Matter of fact, my kids called them dad and mom at first. They spent as much time with them as with us. And we used to be super close. Now we only see each other about once a year or something like that. But a couple of days ago, I was fasting, I was praying, and I was speaking in tongues. And Marshall and Cindy Townsley from Albuquerque, New Mexico, came to my remembrance. They pastor a church there. And I just, the more I thought about it, I mean, they just kept coming back to my remembrance, and I thought about them. So finally, on Tuesday, I just called, and I got Marshall's answering machine, and I said, Marshall, I've just been thinking and praying about you, and I just want to let you know that we love you. Give me a call if there's anything I can do. He called me later that night, and he said that when he got that message, he looked at Cindy, and he says, you know, Andrew could be on the other side of the world, and if I'm in need, God would tell Andrew to pray for me. And he says, man, we're going through the roughest time that we've probably ever had, and he was doing good. But, you know, it just blessed him to think, when you're in a situation, you wonder sometimes, does God know what's going on? And just me calling and saying, we've been thinking about you and we love you, it let him know that, see, the Holy Spirit was dealing with this. He's going to come through it because here's somebody that only calls him once a year or something like that. All of a sudden, just led to call. And you know how that happens? When you pray in tongues, the Holy Spirit starts empowering and energizing what you say. You know, also, that was on Monday that I did all of those things. On Tuesday, I taught classes, and man, they were powerful classes here in our school. And then we had the apprenticeship program, and they're about to graduate and leave the school, and they asked if I'd come pray over them. And as I was driving into school, God gave me prophecies, told me things about that group, told me things, and for one solid hour, I stood in front of all of these apprentices. There was about 30, 40 apprentices in there, and I just prophesied to them. I spoke things over them. I told them things that it's impossible for me to know in my natural mind. It was the Holy Spirit speaking through me. It was a word of wisdom, a word of knowledge, and for a solid hour, I prophesied, and then there was people crying, and there were people being blessed and set free, and some people don't make the connection, but you know why that happens? Because I had spent the previous day, and not just that previous day, but many times I have sat there and I pray in tongues. And then when I'm in a situation, God supernaturally gives revelation and explanation of the mysteries and the wisdom that I'm speaking out of my mouth. I know that some of you are just absolutely shocked that somebody thinks this way. But I'm telling you, this is how I live my life, and it works. I could give you hundreds and hundreds, thousands of examples. You know, this man that I was talking about, Marshall Townsley in Albuquerque, New Mexico, he believes these same principles. We grew up and we learned these things together. But when Marshall prays, he wants to get an interpretation right then. Like he will pray over a meeting that he's going to hold this weekend. And he will pray. And I remember one time God showed him that there was going to be a woman sitting on the third row, second person in from the aisle, wearing a red dress, and told him all of these things about her. Now, that's the way that Marshall prays in tongues. God gives him visions and things and leads him like that. And that's fine. That's the way he wants it. You know, with me, I don't want it to come that way, because if the Lord was to show me 2 days in advance that there's going to be a woman wearing a red dress sitting here and that this is what's wrong, you know what? If He gave me 2 days advance notice on that, my brain would get in the way. I would go to thinking, This is a little strange. Are you really sure? And I would talk myself out of it. I would get unbelief. So the way that I do it, I just pray in tongues and believe that when I'm in the situation, when I need it, God will give me an interpretation and an inspiration, and that speaking in tongues will come forth. So with me, I don't always pray in tongues and get something at that exact moment. But I pray and believe that as I'm speaking in tongues, that it's going to eventually be revealed to me the wisdom and the things that I'm speaking in the Spirit. And I have people come in for counseling sessions, and I may not have spoken in tongues that day at all. Maybe it was a day before or a week before or something. But when I'm in a situation and I need the wisdom of God and supernatural direction, I have had it happen to me thousands of times that I'll be sitting there and all of a sudden I just know what to tell these people. You know, I've learned this, that when people come in for counseling, in the vast majority of cases, they don't know what the problem is. If they knew what the problem is, they'd fix it. They think that it's their mate that's the problem, but the problem is they got a chip on their shoulder, or they were hurt, and they're bearing this. They got all this baggage and stuff that they brought into this marriage, or who knows what it is. But see, they'll sit there and point that they did this and they did this, and you don't understand, I was laid off. But the problem is usually different than what most people say that it is. So when people come in for counseling, I listen, yes, I don't ignore that, but at the same time, I'm listening to the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit so often just gives me supernatural revelation. Like I remember one time I was praying in tongues, and this is back in the very beginning when I was praying in tongues hours and hours a day, and I was struggling to believe that this was really the Holy Spirit and not just me. Now that may surprise some of you. Some of you may think, well, you mean you doubted that this was really the Holy Spirit? Sure. I was raised a Baptist, and I was taught so much doubt and unbelief against speaking in tongues that even after I did it, there were times that I'd wonder, is this really God, or is it just me? And I struggled with that for a number of times until the Lord gave me some supernatural things that confirmed it to the point that I just laid that to rest, and now I don't deal with that anymore. And one of those times was I was praying in tongues for 2 or 3 hours one day, and in my mind I was praying, but I was battling with thoughts about that this is just you and it's not the Holy Spirit. And while I was praying, the doorbell rang. I went to the door and opened it up, and there was a guy that I used to go to church with in the Baptist church 4 years before. I hadn't seen him in 4 years, hadn't heard from him, didn't know anything about him. And 4 years removed from relationship with this guy. And when I opened the door, he didn't say hi, he didn't say, can I come in? He just walked in, pushed me aside, sat down, started crying, and started telling me his problems. And when he did that, I remember having the thought come to me about, man, you've been praying in tongues for 2 or 3 hours, just speaking in this gibberish. This was one of the criticisms that had come against me and things. And I was sitting here having some thoughts of unbelief. And I thought, God, I'm sorry. I could have been praying and doing something constructive that would have helped this guy. And as I had that thought, well, then my next thought that came to me was, how would you have known to pray for this guy? You hadn't seen him in 4 years. What do you think you've been doing? And the Lord started speaking to me. I have been interceding for this man for 2 or 3 hours, and that's the reason that he's here. I led you to pray for him, and then I brought him here. And the Lord says, I'll tell you exactly what's wrong. So this guy, I just stopped him in mid-sentence, and I said, let me tell you what's happened. And I, through a word of knowledge, read his mail, told him everything that had been going on in his life for 4 years. And you got to remember that back when I knew him, we were both Baptists. We didn't believe in these things. Things like this were not normal. He wasn't a Pentecostal, charismatic. And it scared him, but he knew it was God. He knew that there was no way I could have known this. And I mean, I turned something that could have been a 2 or 3 hour counseling deal into a 10-minute thing where we had it all wrapped up, tied up with a bow, and taken care of because of the power of the Holy Spirit. And you know what? That was one of the things that, man, just confirmed it to me, because I'd never operated in the gifts of the Holy Spirit like that. When you speak in tongues, it begins a supernatural flow of the Holy Spirit. One of the reasons that speaking in tongues is so important and so powerful is because we live in a world full of unbelief that is just totally natural, and it excludes the supernatural. And if you start speaking in tongues, your mind is going to rebel at this, because your carnal, natural self wants to be in control. It wants to be natural. It wants to be the way that everybody else is, the way that you've been taught to be. And it will resist saying things out of your mouth that aren't under the control of your brain, your natural self. To give the Holy Spirit the control of your mouth and let words come out of you that didn't originate with you, but they originate or are inspired by the Holy Spirit, this is offensive to your natural mind. And so, if you do it, and if you don't just, you know, let out one phrase, one sentence in tongues, but if you pray in tongues for 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 minutes, an hour or whatever, I can guarantee you there is going to be this conflict between your mind and your spirit. And if you continue to pray in tongues, your mind is going to have to take a subservient position and allow the spirit to start speaking. So another way of saying that is you have to get into faith. You'll have to get out of unbelief and out of the things that most people typically dwell in. And to pray in tongues over a prolonged period of time, you have to push in to a realm of faith where you are saying, Father, regardless of what my brain tells me, the Bible says that when I pray in tongues, my spirit is praying. The Bible says, 1 Corinthians 14:4, that when I pray in tongues, I am edifying myself. The Bible says that the Holy Spirit made them speak with tongues or inspired them to speak with tongues. And you're going to have to push into a realm of faith. That's one of the reasons that speaking in tongues is such a powerful thing, is because it just naturally, within just minutes, can push you into a realm of faith. It can get you out of the natural and into the supernatural. You know, this last year I had the privilege of going and meeting with Oral Roberts in his home, just not long before he died. And we had a number of ministers there, and he spoke for just a few minutes before he allowed us to ask questions. And he spoke on this very thing about how important speaking in tongues is. And he said out of his 90-plus years, he had learned that you can't really pray in English effectively until you have prayed in tongues for a while, because when you pray in tongues, the Holy Spirit just starts energizing everything that has happened. He talked about times that he met with Billy Graham, Billy and Ruth Graham, and prayed in tongues over them. And Billy Graham said that he loved Oral praying in tongues over him. He says, I've never had anybody pray for me before. And Oral said, Billy, you have millions of people praying for you. And he says, not like that. And anyway, I could just go on and on. I'm citing people, circumstances, scriptures, all of these things. Speaking in tongues is powerful. It's something that every person watching this program needs in their life. Before you can receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit and the gift of speaking in tongues, you have to first of all receive Jesus as your Savior. You can't receive the gift until you receive the giver. The Bible says that Jesus would baptize with the Holy Spirit. So Jesus is the giver. You have to be born again first. And there's probably, you know, there's so much religious confusion on this. There's probably people watching this program saying, so are you saying that I'm not born again if I don't have the baptism of the Holy Spirit and speak in tongues? No, that's not what I'm saying. You can be born again on your way to heaven without having the baptism of the Holy Spirit. As a matter of fact, you can get there quicker, amen, because you aren't going to have any power. The Bible says you receive power after the Holy Spirit has come upon you. You won't have power to overcome sickness and all of the things that Satan fights us with without the Holy Spirit. So you can still go to heaven without it, but why would you want to? And somebody says, do I have to speak in tongues to have the baptism of the Holy Spirit? No, I don't believe you have to speak in tongues. You get to speak in tongues. It's not a matter of have to. You know, right now, speaking in tongues is something that I do. It says in Acts 2:4, they spoke with tongues as the Holy Spirit gave them the utterance. They spoke in tongues. The Holy Spirit doesn't force it. He doesn't make it happen. He inspires it, but you speak in tongues. Right now, I'm not speaking in tongues. I'm speaking in English because I have control of it. Did you know I could speak in tongues right now if I want to? I'm not going to do it on national, international television because Paul said I'd rather speak words that can edify people than 10,000 words in an unknown tongue. But I could speak in tongues right now if I want to. It's not, you don't have to speak in tongues, you get to speak in tongues. And if you're saying, well, if the Lord wants me to have it, then I'll have it. If you would apply that same logic to salvation and say, well, if God wants me to be saved, I'll be saved, you'd never get saved. No, God has presented it. He offers it to you, but you have to reach out and take it. If you don't pursue salvation and say, in the name of Jesus, I believe, and confess Him before man, you will not be saved. And if you don't pursue the baptism of the Holy Spirit and pursue speaking in tongues, it won't happen to you accidentally. You have to choose to do it. And it's up to you how much you speak in tongues. Somebody says, so can you just turn the Holy Spirit on and off? You're just saying that just like flipping a switch and you can make the Holy Spirit speak in tongues? No, it's not like that. The Holy Spirit is always on. It's you that's on and off. And anytime you flip on and say, I want to speak in tongues, the Holy Spirit is always, always, always giving you the ability and the inspiration to speak in tongues. So the Holy Spirit comes and gives us multiple gifts. Speaking in tongues is only one of them, but it's one that was manifest immediately when people received the baptism of the Holy Spirit in the book of Acts. You can go through. Sometimes it's a little bit subtle. It'll just say that, like for instance, in Acts chapter 8, that Simon offered the apostles money when he saw that the Holy Spirit was given unto them. It says he saw that the Holy Spirit was given. How do you see? Well, that's a little subjective, but if you compare it with every other instance in the book of Acts, when they received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, they spoke with tongues. And I believe that there was some type of manifestation of them speaking in tongues, prophesying, something that was visible that Simon could see, and so there was some visible effect. And so speaking in tongues is something that is available to every born-again believer. The baptism of the Holy Spirit is not synonymous with being saved. You can see that because the disciples were saved in John chapter 20. They confessed Jesus as their Lord, that He was raised from the dead, which Romans 10:9 says that's salvation. And yet Jesus told them to wait until they received power from on high, receive the Holy Spirit. And it was a separate experience. You can find in the 19th chapter of the book of Acts where Paul found people who were already disciples, but they didn't have the Holy Spirit. Acts chapter 8, Philip went down and ministered in Samaria and saw the entire city get born again, but they hadn't received the Holy Spirit. And so the disciples came down and laid hands on them, and the Holy Spirit came into people who had already been born again and baptized in water. It was a separate experience. It's separate from salvation, and yet salvation makes everyone eligible for the baptism of the Holy Spirit. God wants you to have it more than you want to have it, but it is something you have to pursue. You know, I'm out of time, but again, I want to encourage you to get these materials. And also today, please call and not only get the materials, but ask someone to pray with you that you could receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit in this gift of speaking in tongues. And then join me again next week as we continue the gospel truth.
Andrew's complete teaching titled, How to Follow God's Will, was recorded live at a recent Gospel Truth seminar. It's available on either CD or DVD for a gift of any amount when you contact us. This series is also available on DVD as seen on our daily TV program. You can receive it for a gift of any amount when you write or call. Or you can get today's teaching as part of the God's Will package, which includes three albums: How to Find God's Will, How to Follow God's Will, and How to Fulfill God's Will. As a bonus, the package includes the Destiny Stories DVD, highlighting four stories of people whose lives were transformed as they pursued God's will for their lives. The entire package has a catalog value of $120. But Andrew considers this teaching so important, he'd like to get it to as many people as possible. Therefore, he's offering it to you for a gift of just $75 or more. Remember to specify the CD or DVD package when you order. The fifth audio teaching in today's series is available for a gift of any amount when you write or call. We encourage everyone to give, but if you're simply unable to afford it, Andrew and his partners will provide this fifth CD free of charge.
Once again, let me emphasize that today is our last day on this teaching, The Wisdom of God in a Mystery. That's the fifth teaching in a five-part set entitled How to Follow God's Will. And it's also the last day we'll be offering that album by itself. Now, we do have a three-part album package that we're calling God's Will Package, and we will continue to offer that through the next teaching. But it's the last day for this album by itself. It's the last day for the fifth teaching in the album. And this is also the last day that I'm going to make available this book entitled The New You in the Holy Spirit that goes into much more explanation. We give this to every person that comes forward in my Gospel Truth seminars to receive the Holy Spirit. And this is just a blessing to you. So please listen to our announcer and please call or write today.
You can use your credit card to order resources by telephone. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111. Helpline hours are Monday through Friday from 4 a.m. until 9:30 p.m. Mountain Time. If the lines are busy, you can visit our website where you can order ministry materials 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at awmi.net. To write us, use the address on your screen. We appreciate your generosity and hope to hear from you today. We'd like to point out Andrew's upcoming speaking schedule. Mark your calendars to come meet Andrew at one of these events and let the Word of God transform your life. He'll be in Charlotte, North Carolina for the Freedom Christian Center Camp Meeting, September 12th through the 17th, in Johnson City, Tennessee, September 18th through the 19th, and in Colorado Springs, Colorado for the Andrew Womack Ministers Conference, October 4th through the 8th. He'll also be in Buxton, Derbyshire, in England for the Andrew Womack Ministries of Europe Ministers Conference, October 18th through the 20th, and in the Dallas-Fort Worth area for a Gospel Truth Seminar, November 11th through the 13th. For more details on Andrew's next meeting in your area, call our helpline or visit our website at awmi.net.
There's much more than just classroom activity at Charis Bible College. Students participate in hands-on ministry, like the 36 students who recently went on a mission trip to Mexico.
Men will put up the tent in the morning. Women will go out to the streets, passing out invitations to the tent meetings.
This CBC outreach to Mexico resulted in 112 salvations, 33 baptisms in the Holy Spirit, and nearly 40 healings with 14 outstanding miracles recorded.
17 children got born again that day, the day that I taught and offered salvation, and those same 17 received the baptism of the Holy Spirit as well.
The students of Charis Bible College are ambassadors for Andrew Womack Ministries in Mexico and wherever they minister around the world. Invest yourself in Andrew Womack Ministries today.